The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, tells us there's a machokas in the Gemara whether tefillah is avos tiknun or tefillah kineged karbonos. In fact, someone who explained, we have a machokas a couple of dafim later, whether tefillah is meyer of his rishus achova. So Rashi and Shabbos and the Bnei Yeshua elaborates, says maybe the two debate or go together. If you hold tefillah avos chova, that means you hold that it's connected the avos, because there's no reason Yaakov's tefillah should be different. If you hold tefillah connected karbanos, so then tefillah avos rishus, because we don't bring karbanos at night. Of course, there are those who point out even if you hold tefillah avos tiknun, you still would hold it to rishus. But getting back, so we see tefillah connected karbanos, so we accept both of the halacha, the Gemara seems to say. So we bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. So what goes on? So what is the tefillah? If tefillah connected karbanos, we only bring a tefillah karban Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Arabayim. So where's the karban? So there is no karban. It's the leftover. It's the burnt facts. In other words, on the karban must be done, the zrikas, the shchita, and the zrikas adam has to be done biyom. In fact, even Rabbeinu, that's Tosis, Rabbeinu Tam, and Zvachim, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that you could have that night time doesn't begin until 58 and a half minutes after sunset. Nevertheless, according to some, you can't have a mincha pass there, because the Zrika said, even Rabbi Natam agrees, the Zrika said, Dam can't be done at night. So either way, so we can't do the Zrika and the Shechita. So what we do is after the Karban Mincha, so we start burning the leftover fats. However, they're not all finished. So Ma'ariv corresponds to the leftover fats that haven't burned yet. So that's a rishus. They don't have to be burnt tonight, but they can be. We start burning them right away, and whatever's left over is left over. So tefillas arvis rishus. That's how that's the simple pshat. So there's a tosis in brachas, a magen Avram, and a chasim sofer. The Tosis and Brachas already, Chavav and Beis talks about that. What do you mean Yaakov instituted tefillah? If you look at the Pasuk, it seems to say, Yifka, it says, Uva HaShemesh. It seems to say that Yidava Ma'ariv, and then the sunset. So Tosis says, Yaakov seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda got his shita from Yaakov, that you could dava mayrav after plag hamincha. So if you dava mayrav after plag hamincha, so then you dava mayrav after plag hamincha, like Rev, that's how, so Yaakov, so that's the source. And in fact, the Magen Avraham points out that, based on different sources, that since on that, right, so Tosu says that we daven Yaakov daven after Pagha Mincha. So that's the Machokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Magen Avraham points out that perhaps on Friday night, maybe it's even a din lechatchila, even if you don't follow, maybe even if you don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, maybe even the Chachamim would agree that you could daven Ma'ariv after Prag HaMincha on Shabbos. Why? So he explains, because we say tefillah keneged karbanos. So normally the reason why we daven ma'ariv at night is because the leftover fat you don't burn at night. However, we have a halacha, Ola Shabbos b'shabato v'lo olascho b'shabato. You only allowed a, only the korban that's a chobes hayom you could do on Shabbos. So the korban would bring Shabbos morning that you could be, that you could burn. But the one on Friday can't be done, so therefore you have to make sure that all the fats are burned before Shabbos. So if tefillah is connected karbanos, i.e. that the burning of the fat, so on Friday the dafka was done before, so perhaps the Magarim suggests, maybe even everyone should agree, l'chatchila, one should daven early ma'ariv on Friday. And in fact, that is the, that is the minhag during the summer, colloquial early Shabbos, or that they, that a lot of people daven early on Friday night, but there are some shuls the whole summer they do a plag ha-mincha minyan. But so at least over here, at least there's a source for Friday night, even if you're not going to go, in other words, even if you hold from the tarte desastre of not, of, if you daven mincha before plag ha-mayari after plag, it's not a problem, but even if you daven mincha after plag, there's usually, then we say you can't have a tarte desastre. So perhaps Friday night is different either because of this reason, or as Aruch HaShulchan and others bring down, that since you're already Makabel Shabbos, so once you're Makabel Shabbos, so it's already Laila, based on the Taz, or there's a Vilna Gaon as well, that it says, Tfilas Ar Ein La Keva. So therefore, after Mincha, once you daven Mincha, what is the Tfilas Ar Ein La Keva? There is no set time, it's when the, but whenever the last time to daven mincha is, so therefore it's plaga mincha, so the once you makabel Shabbos you can too. But there were, so therefore there's what to rely on. There's a, in fact, the Chasam Sofer claims that, so some discuss whether Yaakov actually davened Friday night or not. It was Yaakov's tefillah on Erev Shabbos, and, or perhaps it was on Erev Yontiv, based on, when, based on different midrashim, the Chasam Sofer discusses that. But so they point out that the different reasons why Friday night, either because of this Magen Avraham, because the source is by Yaakov, so with Parag HaMincha, so no matter if it's Yaakov, so then every night you should be able to, every night, we assume if you go like Rav Yehudi, you could daven, maybe that's what Yaakov did, but others claim specifically Friday night, not according to Rav Yehuda, because Tfilah Keneged Karbanos, and that's when it was brought. And in fact, the Chasam Sofer takes the connection so strongly, Tfilah Keneged Karbanos, where the his meaning was, we have a discussion about honey and Rosh Hashanah. So there's discussion, should you have salt or not? But also on Leil Pesach, there's a discussion, do you put salt on? On one hand, it's lechem oni, so it's a different minhagim, whether on Rosh Hashanah, you dafke don't have salt, whether on Leil Pesach, so the Chasam Sofer had a minig, no salt on Friday night. Why? Because he says, why do we have salt? Because it's like every carbon had salt, Mizbeach has salt. But since they didn't bring carbonas for the Friday night meal, because it was already done before Shabbos, so therefore there's no need, we don't need a zecher. So you have the Magen Avraham, the Chasam Sofer, about davening early because of zecher to the carbon, and since it was brought early, especially Friday night. According to Tosfos, it was every night. And Yaakov davened early, so it's not limited to Friday night. But the Magen Avraham says it's specifically Friday night because of the fats. And there's a, as well, so there's a, in fact, I had the Shiloh when my father was in one of the nursing homes or assisted livings in Queens. I think it was the Boulevard. So when I got there one time, so I went in for Mincha Ma'ariv. It was the summer. And I noticed that they daven Mincha and Ma'ariv, they daven Ma'ariv before Parag HaMincha. So I just asked one of the people, that I say, where did you get this from? So they said, He didn't have any of these ideas. They spoke to the rabbi. The rabbi said it was okay. I wasn't trying to figure out which rabbi, and I'm not saying it wasn't going to be good, but I think someone told me it was Rabbi, they asked Rabbi Steinberg from Queens. I don't know, I never confirmed it, but I was thinking, what is the source? If you're going to daven mincha after Plag HaMincha, if you're going to daven Meir before Plag HaMincha, so number one is the famous Trumas Hadeshen, where he seems to be on Friday night to be walking by the river an hour after his meal. So again, that's a debate whether it's actually before Plag HaMincha, but it's the Pnei Yehoshua that perhaps maybe that's Tzviyas HaMayrev Engla Keva. The Mayrev is Keneged De Murim, of course, burning the fat. Since you begin burning the fat right after Mincha, so perhaps the minute right after you finish Mincha, you could start davening Mayrev even if it's not Plag HaMincha. So that's a discussion among the poskim. Whether you're living a home in a nursing home in a case where, I guess you're gonna go to sleep early. You're not gonna be able to daven Mayrev. Do I say daven Mayrev early like the psak in this nursing home, or do I say no? Well, okay, don't daven Mayrev. You can't. You're an anus. So the next morning you'll daven tashuman, and then. And that perhaps the difference if it happens once in a while versus if you're going to do it every night. Perhaps that could play a role in the decision as well. We know that's why the Kula is also, well, it's because since Tfilas Arev is Rishus, the Rambam says, Eimed Dakta Gim Bizmanam. Well, that's why, But as well, no chazaras hashat. So since tefillas arev is rishus, so there's more room for kulas. And the question is the kula even extend before? Certainly after Plag HaMincha, many shuls certainly over the summer, Friday night, and there, I wouldn't say many, but there are shuls who go with the Plag HaMincha all week long, different shuls all over. That's more accepted. The daven Meir before Plag HaMincha, that you need a much bigger shas adchak. So according, if it's the Trumas Hadeshen's case, that seems to be a normal scenario. But it's not clear his case was after Plag or before. But the case where in the nursing home, someone's going to sleep, so therefore, do I say onus and distaven tashlum and twice a chacharis? Or do I say that Tzviyas Arev is rishus based on this Pnei Yehoshua, perhaps some other sources, that one would be able to daven Meirev before Plag, and then I guess for Kriyashma as well would be an issue.